Pinkies, this is the Faye Driver. I am back again in an unusual vehicle. We are driving an X1 that has, it's on right now. It has, apparently it has start stop. Oh, here we go with these bloody shifters. Park, drive. Okay. Having to learn how to reuse a shifter. Alright, so the steering wheel is hot on this car. It's a heated steering wheel, electric steering wheel heat, and I can't find the button to turn it on or off, and I can't find any seat heat in this car. What is up with that? So, are you wondering why am I driving an X1 2013? Well, it's because the old gray mare has gone into the doctor. The BMW 745 has gone in for some service. Oh, I see the temperature is going to be blowing like mad. And because I don't know how to work it, I won't be able to turn it off. I can't even turn off my bloody steering wheel heat. You sit really low in this car. I don't know if I like that. Okay, so come on, okay, let me fiddle around with the tools, the buttons and switches here a little bit, kids. Then I'll get back to you. Oh, this guy wants my lane. I need my sunglasses. Oh, we're just a mess here. Just a mess. Welcome to the adventures of the Faye Driver. You're listening to the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast. We drive around in unfamiliar cars, not looking where we're going, running down pedestrians. Mark in Canada, stay off the streets. Okay, now, turn this down. 20 degrees, please. Thank you. Now, can I turn... What if I just want you off? Off, fan off. Off, there, off, thank you. Okay, now, where is the steering wheel heat on this beast? I don't see it anywhere. There's no seat heat that I can see. What's this circle button? The steering wheel's getting hot, though. I want it off! Turn the goddamn steering heat off! It didn't work! Because I'm an idiot. Okay, where are we? We got cruise control buttons, up, down, off, set, computer control, okay, yes, auto, park, no, thank you, right, left, turn signal on, off, engine start, stop. There's no steering wheel heat buttons. What the hell? Should be a button. Hiding somewhere. That steering wheel heat button is hiding somewhere. Oh, these Vancouver drivers, they're so aggressive. Oh, this is a, come on now, get out of gutless mode, car. This car is in gut, we're going to have to figure out how to get it out of Eco Pro on. No, thank you. Okay, that's off. All right, I'm driving, but I'm still looking for the steering wheel heat button. Just ran a yellow light. Scotty the little Aussie battler would be appalled. Okay, what's that? Door locks, button, keyhole. Ah! Steering wheel heat. There you are. Okay. Now, is there a seat heat button? Where are all the other... Oh, what's that? Oh, no, that's not a button. What is it, Faye? You'd think if they have steering wheel heat, there's gotta be seat heat. Don't you? Wouldn't you think? Where the fuck is it?
It's not in the cubby holes.
That's odd. Doesn't that seem a bit odd that your car would have steering wheel heat but not seat heat? Oh, seat heat! Fuck, finally. God. Talk about hiding things. It's right there underneath the radio where you'd expect the control for your seat to be on the radio, of course. Knob. You're such a knob, Faye. So now what are we doing? It is almost 12 o'clock. God, that seat heat works good. Okay, I'm done with that. Put that down to low. So I guess I should go treat myself to some breakfast or something. What do you think to that? We got our car needs all looked after. What to do, folks? What to do? Do I go home and do more work? Or do I stay out and play with this new car? We should play with the car, shouldn't we? Yeah, let's give it a whirl. All right, I'm done with the seat. The seat heat works very good. So let me explain. Let's start again, folks. I'm driving the 2013... Oh, what's that? Oh. BMW X1 with start-stop. This particular car, it's just telling me that the temperature has dropped to 3 degrees Celsius. Which means what? It's 3 degrees Celsius. Thank you very much. Yes, I know I'm supposed to drive carefully because it's cold out and slippery. Whatever. All right, now. So I got the 2013 BMW X1 while my car's in the shop getting fixed. You know, it's kind of like when you take your car into BMW to get it fixed, it's kind of like what you guys, you Americans, must feel like when you go to the doctor, because you never know. Like, you're going to the doctor, is this going to be like a $2,500 visit or the $150,000 job? You know what I mean? It's like, oh, I don't know. You take your car to BMW and you get screwed over. Oops. Need a little bit more pickup there, sweetheart. Feels like a heavy car. I'll have to find out what engine. It's probably a... Who knows? Who knows what engine is in this thing? The last X1... Was it an X1 or an X3 that I had last time? It had a turbo... Dual turbocharged something or other in it. This feels like it might be the same engine. Okay, so the options that we have on this vehicle, we have a cute little steering wheel with controls for the telephone. I guess I gotta mate my phone to it too, so we'll have to work on that. And I'm imagining I can get my MP3. Oh, good lord, dear Gussie! Bad radio station. Seek. There we go. There's some. Boobala chuckala hate murder kill music for you. What other options do I have? Tuner, CD, auxiliary, USB. Knew I should have brought my USB cord. Drat! Drat, I say. Okay, enough of that shit. Alright. Okay, so I gotta connect the thing up to my phone. I'll need my cable for that. So I was gonna go over the options in this car now that I've had a little bit of time. We have electric windows all around. This is a four-door car. I have automatic headlights. It'll decide for me whether to put the headlights on or off. Not really a fan of that function. We have a heated steering wheel with telescoping. Is it telescoping or just tilt up down? Let's try that out. What do we got here? Where's that knob? Oh, in out. No, just up down. Okay, so tilt steering wheel. I have cruise control. I have some sort of a trip computer thing giving me average mileages or something. Of course, it doesn't. Liters per 100 kilometer. What else is on it? Fill 568 kilometers to fill up. I guess that's 42. My average speed is 42.5 kilometers per hour. I'm getting 12.4 liters per 100 kilometer. It is 3 degrees outside and 11:42 a.m. in the morning. We also have automatic wipers, rain-sensing wipers. I have a rear windshield wiper in this car. Check control. Oh, that's the computer options. All right. Oil looks good. Reset tire pressure monitor, time, calendar, service info. How do you hit enter? Oh, enter? 22,000 kilometers to the next service, roughly 11th month of 2014. Okay, so that's computer functionality. All right. What about the lights? How do I turn on lights? Cute Asian boy in a black Infiniti sedan, two-door. What is that? Sounds nice. G37. Why do they name these cars G30? What the hell is a G37? You know, that's what I hate about these numerically named cars. Unless you're a student, unless you've gone to the University of Infiniti and you know what all their fucking G numbers are. Like, how do you know what... If I were to say to you, it's a G37, Bob... Like, are you going to know that that's a two-door sedan? I sure as hell wouldn't know that a G37 is a two-door sedan. And I understand. I'm one of the worst offenders. I have a BMW 745. Well, what the fuck does that mean? Like, who's supposed to know what that means? Unless you're a BMW aficionado. Well, stupid numbers. Aren't numbers stupid? Wouldn't you rather know that I was driving the BMW... Gavoisol. This is my new... Well, oh, he's got the Gavoisol. Like, isn't that easier? You'd know what a Gavoisol is, wouldn't you? Instead of a 745. That drives me crazy. So anyway, we're driving the BMW X1 in gutless mode. Oh, I don't want to push this car. I'd like to get out of this intersection, but pressing on the gas in this car is more of a gamble than a request. Does lack a bit of oomph. It's already shifted into fourth gear. Oh my god. So have I disabled this thing or enabled it? It's pretty quiet. It does have a stiff suspension. So this is the lower, sort of the, I guess it's a crossover. Oh my god, that power steering has finally kicked in. Very light. Cheaters never prosper there, Mr. Stealing My Lane Honda Accord. Just for a little bit of variety today, so you know what is happening, I'm driving up Commercial Drive in Vancouver. Commercial Drive is one of the more unique neighborhoods in Vancouver. It's kind of an old throwback to the 70s. Kind of a place. It's kind of a hippie-ish. Lots of lesbians live around here. There are all these kinds of food, you know, vegetarian food, you know, falafel places. It's got a lot of Italian, lots of ethnic restaurants, Italians and Mexican restaurants. And so it's like the hipster neighborhood of Vancouver. So that's where I am right now. So I'm driving past all of these. What do we got here? Drive Organics. Oh, I got to get an extra West. Shit. I need to park. Oh, there's a parking spot right up there. We're going to make a little quick stop here, folks. We got Tony's Deli. The Florida Market, which is like a little corner store with flowers and things. We have people walking all through the... there's a little park here and walkway. Artists are out selling their... Okay, now I gotta get to park. Park. Artists are out selling their cheap jewelry set up on the sidewalk. There's the Megabyte Pizza Shop. And of course, all of the buildings are old. They're like two-story fire death traps is what they are. Two-story walk-ups with residents above, commercial below. So this is where I find myself. All right, so sorry for the somewhat disjointed review of, oh, there's a man painting graffiti on the wall, in fact. Yeah, he's actually doing a mural. He's not some kind of miscreant. He is an artist painting an official mural on the wall, the brick wall, of the Bikram Yoga spot. Anyway, I'm going to stop here. I'm going to grab an extra West, and I will continue with my somewhat addled review of the BMW X1 in a minute. No extra West there. Press the button, it says. Press the button. So we need to expand our search. I still feel as though I'm sitting too low in this car. Seems to have such a high roof that I should be sitting up higher. Like, I feel like I'm driving like a granny. Now, they got this button here that's supposed to raise my chair up, but I don't think it's working. It just does not appear to be working for me. Because I'm dumb? Am I dumb, people? Like, I'm reefing on this thing, and it won't go down. Like, what if I want to go down? I can't make my seat go down? Is it already at the bottom? Like, what the hell? Alright, what are you doing, dude? You're looking like you want to cross the street, but you won't commit? Like, what the hell? You're cute, though. It's a cutie. Too much hair, if you're asking me. Yeah, that... You hear me jerking away on that bloody thing? It's not doing nothing. I was going to describe more for you the whole commercial drive experience, but whatever. It's a bunch of crazed hippies, half dressed, not properly, people who can't afford to buy a scarf, walking out in the freezing weather wearing a turtleneck and a pair of fishnet stockings. That's commercial drive for you. Well, whenever I go to commercial drive, I like to put on my fishnet stockings. Just so you fit in, folks. Oh, I'm so funny. I'm so funny. I make me laugh. Okay, so, well, since I can't, now I've been, while you were offline, while I was offline, I was trying to get this phone, my car, to connect to my phone, but that's not going to happen. The HVAC keeps coming on all by itself. I hate that. I hate that when the heat automatically comes on. Like, I've turned it off. I want it off. Off. So, I swear to you folks, the screen shows off now. You just watch. In 10 minutes, it's going to be on again. I just know it. Anyway, I can't get I can't get my phone to pair to the car, so that's not going to happen. But I can illegally look at my phone to see what I'm supposed to be talking about. Now, let's see here. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, blah. Mr. Anderson shaved off all his hair. He's no longer a half-balding 45-ish-year-old man. He's now a bald-headed 45-ish-year-old man. And he looks okay. I can handle it. He's happy with it. So that's been a major emotional set of experiences, shall we say, helping Mr. Anderson with his baldness. Wow, there's a new Range Rover. Holy snap. What the hell is that? An Evoque. That's a sexy looking thing in black. Land Rover Evoque. Nice looking vehicle. Pretty sexy. A little sleek back end. I don't know if I like the front end too much, but that's a good looking car. So, you know, I've been trying to empty my shelves. You know, I really never got very far with emptying my shelves, and organizing my storeroom. I've been so tied up in, I've been working on vehicles left, right, and center. The Crossfire, the little Deliverator got a screw in the tire. Had to fix that. So now I have one tire with a plug in it, and you know, that's just not good, especially on a high performance tire. You know, and I need tires on the BMW, and I've been fixing the bloody truck. I'm not going to tell these stories here. I'm just mentioning I've been working on the truck, been working on the Crossfire, I've been working on the spy car. The spy car's in to see the doctor now, as we've already spoken about. I'd never got any of my project done on recarpeting of the house. And I've been off since the beginning of January, and today's January the 10th, which happens to be my mother's birthday, actually. She's dead, but so she won't miss it. But normally, we would be celebrating my mother's birthday today. I guess we still can in a small way. I should phone my dad. So, happy birthday, Mum. She'd have been 74, I guess. 74 today. She died when she was 67, so she's long been gone. So, is that 7 years? Holy shit. 7 years since my mom died. This doesn't seem right. Is that right? She died when she was 67. And she was born in 39. So somebody do the math on that for me, please. Let me know. Tweet me back. Tweet me back how old my mom should be today. Oh, look at the two cute Asian boys with the exact same haircut. Isn't that just adorable? They're so cute. 18-year-old twinks with blondish gay hair. Oh dear, someone doesn't understand how two lanes of turn lane work. Okay, we're driving in the heart of the downtown center now, folks. We got one-way streets everywhere and cute boys walking around. Where am I going for lunch anyway? What am I doing? Do I know what I'm doing? It is 12:04. It means the lunch people are going to be out in full force. We're going to have to lunch with all the office people. That was sort of poor planning on my part, perhaps. So where are we going to go? Where are we going? Oh, the car turned off. Finally. It's because I restarted it. Listen to that. Silent. How's my audio in this quiet car? That's weird, eh? Okay, so I'm releasing my... Oh, and it released my foot off the brake, and it jerked into gear. Jerked alive. A bit of a jolt, but very interesting. The car guy told me I would save 18% on fuel economy. So there you have it. I think we're going to go a quick stop here. Oh, mishy. Did a little shift change, gear shifted down, and there she's off. So now normally I would take my foot off the brake, but it's going to jerk to life. Let's do a little creep up. Whoop, there she goes, and stop. And it's going to turn off. Nope, it's going to say, nope, you only move 4 feet. I'm staying on, it says. I got a warning in the dash saying I'm not turning off. And now that warning's gone, and I'm accelerating. That's interesting. Okay, let's get back to this list. I'll try to touch base. I want to, you know, many people have emailed me in the past. I just want to say thanks to those people I've had contact with. Brother Sinatus emailed me about the show, all the shows that are going on. Thank you, Brother Sinatus. I've been speaking to George in Atlanta, who's back. Thank you, George, for coming back to us and giving us some audio booze. And what else? Who else emailed me? Ranger John, I've been in contact with. And Dennis from Colorado Springs. He's still out there, folks. Dennis is doing well. Remember, he bought a new car. I believe it was... What was your car, Dennis? Damn it, I can't remember. The Avalon? No. Was it the Hyundai? You bought a Hyundai? I can't remember. You know I'm getting old, right, folks? I can't remember everybody's car. I mean, you gotta cut me some slack, right? I can hardly remember what car I'm driving. How do you expect me to remember yours? Oh, Faye, you're such a Goomba. Okay, so emails. Sorry if I missed you, but I should have responded to you. If I didn't, I'm an asshole for that. You know, I've been listening. Have I talked about Arthur and the Amarins' blog? I just wanted to say, Arthur, I've been watching your blog, reading your blog now. I've even tried to respond and make a comment on your blog, Arthur, using my new iPad. Here's the whole scam, you guys. So I got this new iPad mini, and so I've been exploring other methods of entertainment, such as reading blogs. I never was a big fan of blogs, but I thought, I'm going to give it a try. So I've been looking at Arthur the Amarin's blog, and I just want to make a recommendation that I love your blog, Arthur. It's short and sweet, and, you know, it's a once a day on the average, but that's what he's trying to do, and, the topics are always interesting, so I've been reading this on my, cutie pie. Oh my god, the men are so cute down here in this part of town. There's no good-looking men where I live, you know. Just telling you folks, I gotta come to the big city to see all the cute twinkie boys. So anyway, I tried to comment back to your blog, Arthur, but the stupid iPad, I haven't found a good blog reader yet. I'm still experimenting with various different blog reading software options, so, I did try to send a comment, and it just didn't work. Sorry. But I'm watching your blog. I'm reading your blog, Arthur. Kudos. Kudos to you, sir, for the entertainment and the always an authoritative view, folks. So, Mr. Anderson's here. Justin Bieber. Have you guys seen Justin Bieber putting himself on guys with iPhones a lot lately? Like, do you think he's going to come out or what? Because, you know, guys with iPhones is a gay photo blog where there's cute guys who put pictures of themselves up, mostly naked. They have to have an iPhone in their hand. So Justin Bieber's been putting himself on this iTunes guys with iPhones thing. And does that mean he's gay? Probably not, but do you think this is his first step? His first, he's giving us hints that he's going to be coming out, do you think? What do you think that's going to do for his career? Personally, I don't really care less. I doubt that he's gay, but, you know, you never say never. I wouldn't be surprised if in 5 years... he's on guys with iPhones with a cock in his mouth. Wouldn't though the gays would just go crazy over that. I'd love to see that. So I guess, I don't know, that's about it. I think this has gone on long enough, so I'm gonna sign off. And thank you for listening to the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast. I'll have more for you on this X1 on the next episode of the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast. I'm going to take it out probably, or we'll be giving it a bit of a good run. And It's funny how that starts right up. Like, it actually engages the starter. It doesn't sound like there's any flywheel running. At least I don't hear anything. So I'm sure it's just software doing it. So, podcast at pinkwheelnuts.com. And send me your car questions, like John in, John from Ranger John, Dark Forest did. All right. Goodbye.